with Talking Money. I'm Jack Terry. Today on Talking Money, we'll be talking about Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon, and for just one day, the richest man in the world. Before stocks fell. His highest net worth was estimated at £70 billion on the day in question. His net worth has risen by 400% since 2012, yet he only owns 17% of Amazon's shares. Bezos' stint as the richest man in the world lasted for merely a day, thanks to a sudden spike in shares which dwindled before eventually falling. The day ended with Bill Gates reclaiming the title by market close at the end of the evening. Formed in 1994, Amazon has grown to become one of the largest, most visited websites on the entire internet. Much of this success can be attributed to its founder, with Bezos being well known as an exciting and insightful CEO. He was one of the first people to see value in Google, investing $250,000 into it in 1998, the shares of which are now worth roughly $3 billion. Amazon's value has grown by 200% in just the last 2 years, largely thanks to it diversifying its services. While consumer retail is still its largest and most profitable sector, Amazon's web service sector reported a 42% jump in revenue. Sales of subscription services like Amazon Prime have grown 50%, with more people enjoying streaming opposed to traditional methods of consuming media. Outside of Amazon, Bezos has a great many interests, spending his fortune everywhere from print media to space travel. He bought the Washington Post in 2013 for $250 million, and is selling $1 billion of Amazon stock a year to fund Blue Origin, his personal space flight project that he launched in the year 2000. Sadly, there was no Space Odyssey the year after, but Bezos remains optimistic that mankind will boldly go into space in the next century, and he's excited to be a part of that process. He can certainly afford it. With Talking Money, I'm Jack Terry.